Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, as well as our listeners wherever you may be in the world, we welcome you to this program, The Spiritual Breakfast. This is our interview segment on this day, the 16th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1447. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Today we discuss, and we're going to be discussing Hajj issues. We've got two organizations, that is the Gatwick Travels, as well as our brother Sheikh Ahmed Juma, and he is part of the Epic World Travels. So let's start off. Let's welcome Haji Ahmed Juma. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, all is well. How's everything on your side?
Alhamdulillah, thanks and watch the listenership of my side. Beautiful day, beautiful weather. We cannot complain, we enjoy it.
With the Father and mercy of Allah.
Alhamdulillah. What can we expect in this program quickly?
Well, there's a lot, as you all know, that the 7th of October has now dawned upon us. The registrations for the Nusuk has opened, and everybody's anticipated and experimental to get the profile on the run. And inshallah, we are now going forward to the steps of people registering, verification. So they are now on the road.
Alhamdulillah. Let's bring in Hafiz Umair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Hafiz Umair.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hope you well this morning. Last week we couldn't meet over the airwaves, but inshallah you've got an interesting feedback or interesting information for us as the listeners of Marcus Sahaba, as well as future Hujjaj.
See, alhamdulillah. So, alhamdulillah, I just came back from Madinat Munawwara and Makkah Mukarrama, alhamdulillah. And I was just meeting with a few partners, potential partners over there, alhamdulillah. And remember, for the main thing for us is to get the best for the South African Hajjaj and the best for the Ummah of South Africa, those who want to perform Hajj, inshallah, in the coming year. And to choose the right partners is the most important thing, you know. So we had a few meetings, alhamdulillah, and we have selected already one of our potential partners, inshallah, which is Rawaf al-Mina, which is already on the platform. And they have been working with us last year as well from the UK, and they are coming into South Africa this time, inshallah. So we're looking at good days, inshallah, very bright days, inshallah, coming up. And remember, at the end of the day, we are working to give the best service to the Hujjaj, inshallah, as much as possible, something that they did not receive before in all these years, inshallah. That's the aim.
Inshallah, inshallah. Many people are worried about the packages. Is there any feedback or information which can indicate what's going to happen or which way that will work out, or is it still too soon?
The packages they will not be out yet. It takes time, but we are talking to the companies when we are having meetings with them, to show them that the South African market is not like the UK market, not like the American market, not like the European or Australian or Canadian market. The South African market has different budgets, and they're going to have to cater for those budgets. And they have agreed, alhamdulillah. So they do understand, Rawaf al-Mina and all these companies who are going to be on the Nusuk. There might only be 7 companies on the Nusuk, 7 Hajj companies from Saudi Arabia. There might be 15. We don't know yet. But until we don't sign the contracts, we don't know how many exactly have been selected to go on to the Nusuk. And that's something which will be clear in the next few days, inshallah. However, in terms of the packages, inshallah, we are hoping that they could cater the people of Cape Town, from the Cape Flats, up to the people who can afford the higher packages, inshallah.
Inshallah. Hafiz Umair, let's just bring you in here quickly. What's I know you've been stormed with a lot of questions on the Nusuk app, and what's the latest you can give us just quickly?
So, Mulana, alhamdulillah, people have been registering. People are getting the know-how. And, you know, mashallah, brother Rashid Juma has been helping in our group. Had been very active, alhamdulillah, and I give him all the credit, alhamdulillah. And you know, the stuff that we are seeing on the Nusuk website is that you can register yourself, you can add a family member if you want. For example, if you want to go with your wife, you want to go with a child over 12 years old, you can put it all as one family member. So when you book in, you can book for all of you in the same package without any hindrance. So, however, people's profiles are not getting verified very quickly. Even though Nusuk gives us a timeline that it can get verified in a few days, it can get verified in a week, they have given us verification until 3 months, to give them 3 months for you to be verified. However, from past experiences, we have seen that people have been verified very quickly, alhamdulillah. They don't take 3 months. But Nusuk has given themselves that much buffer zone for us to know that they'll be verified in that time zone.
Sheikh Haji Juma, maybe you want to add something here with regards to your experiences and the people questioning. What's the main issues here quickly?
Okay, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Well, as everybody, prior to the 7th of October, those that have registered, we were a couple in hand that did get verified, alhamdulillah. And as mentioned to them, possibly your accounts, your profiles will remain and will be deleted, but alhamdulillah, they remained after the 7th of October. Others that are going forward are encountering no issues at hand with the profile registration and are wondering when are we going to be verified. The coming days, as Hafiz Umair has pointed out, will be verified. As to how long, inshallah, that will be left to receive. It can happen within 72 hours, a week, or more. But we're hopeful that as soon as possible. And another thing is, Maulana, a lot of people are just under misconception that if they were to be the first to register from the 7th October, the 8th, they will be the first in line. That's a misconception. And a lot of people that you can register now or you can register at a later stage, you still are going to be registered because that profile remains for life. Only when you come to the packages going live and you're viewing and finding it, then the first come, first serve basis comes into effect. Another misconception amongst the people of South Africa is, as we know, we come from an era and phase where the monarchy and the authority was left onto Sahuka and the operators. Now, Nusuk is an individual. As the operators, the guides are promoting themselves, going to promote the packages, it's still left that you, the public individual, are the one that is in the driving force. The operators have no authority whatsoever. Going forward, for Hajj, Nusuk, alhamdulillah, everybody will be delegated coming by the operators of Saudi Arabia. Mm. And alhamdulillah, people are now thinking that if we had to choose that one that is a long-standing for 30, 40 years, they are going to be our caregivers, they're going to be our best well-wishers. No, unfortunately, they have that height as well. They are just going to be near guides and in the group to guide you internally. But the logistics will be everything concerning going around what has been set and will be set by those Saudi Arab operators. And if you look at our people in within South Africa, like Hafiz Umair, the catering needs to be done accordingly to their needs, accordingly to their mental capabilities, education. A lot of people are still very uneducated of what is Nusuk about. And our primary focus, and like I tell everybody, is the Hujjaj, the pilgrim, need to give them care because some of them, not to say they may be ignorant, they're not technology savvy. So the question that we put post to you is like, tell you that they are not really well glued up and not well informed. So as you bring along the groups, we make it clear to people. Some of them will say, can we view a read of documentation, view video? Yes, I did conclude and make up the video of the registration, which will be going out actually tomorrow. And we tell the urgency people, if you have any query, any assistance required, feel free, call, message, and on the spot, we will resolve your issue, because ultimately, it's mind-boggling what makes, although it may be a minor matter, but the person to get to the next step to complete his registration gets to him in a worried and anxiety state. So, alhamdulillah, we're there, and any given moment in time, we want to put the first and foremost is put the program at large and make them stress-free, anxiety-free, and inshallah, the stepping stone being the registration, and then thereafter, see them to the verification and better date, inshallah.
Inshallah. Hafiz Umair, we just want to know a little bit more of your trip. Maybe if you can just go into a few of the details, what was discussed, and perhaps share with us that.
So, alhamdulillah, we met a few Hajj companies, which are going to be potentially on the Nusuk website, and they're going to be advertising their packages for South Africa. They are ready, inshallah. Also, they are very optimistic about serving the Hajj of South Africa. They have also given their willingness to cater for all budgets, inshallah. We have told them and we have showed them the past packages that we had last year, and the price wise and the hotels and also the Azizia buildings, etc. And they have all of this in mind. They are very well experienced and they know exactly which packages to put out. So they also doing their homework at the same time, obviously collectively getting advice from us as local operators, past operators that took Hajj before or, you know, had been accredited before. So for now, they are also waiting to get the packages done. Once they are ready, they will see the potential of how many registrations have been done from South Africa. And inshallah, like I said before on the first interview, that last year UK had a quota of 3,500 and 9,000 Hujjaj went for Hajj. So South Africans don't have to worry that 1,140 quota really doesn't mean 1,140. It could potentially go up to 5,000. And that's just my opinion, solely my opinion. And inshallah, my opinion is something which is coming from past experiences. And I have told many people, and if you look at currently, I have even showed the local operators there when I was in Muslim Garama, that look, this is the groups that we are serving. Potentially right now, directly, we are helping and advising almost 1,000 people from both our groups. We have a G1 group and a G2 group for the Nusuk Hajj, for Gatwick and Epic. So we said, look, this is what we are helping. And this 1,000, obviously people forward messages and stuff. So we might be helping over 10,000 of people in South Africa. You know, you never know how many people the messages are going through. But alhamdulillah, you know, people are privately messaging us and people are registering, and inshallah, we're looking forward to a good Hajj next year, inshallah. You have to remember that Nusuk, the Nusuk platform for Hajj has been around for at least a few years, and they had the teething period already. And now, alhamdulillah, you know, they've come and they're experienced, they know exactly what they're doing. So, inshallah, when it comes to serving the South African for Hajj, they will be doing their job properly, and we will be there to guide them, inshallah.
Inshallah. Yes, so with regards to, I know you've been stressing this as well on groups, that people who have been for Hajj previously, they should give others a chance. So it, does this mean that they shouldn't register as yet?
So, well, look, the registration process is simple. Registration doesn't mean anything. Registration means that you're just registered on the Hajj. It doesn't mean that you're going for Hajj. Of course, yes, we can only advise. We can't force anything on anyone. That is, if you've been for Hajj before, then give other people a chance. We can only advise. This is the only thing we can do. But if people do register and people that have been Hajj before, for example, 10 years before, and they get the Hajj seats, that's their call at the end of the day from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for us, of course, we will always advise that give the people who have had a chance before, you know. But what my advice is always, and my opinion is that, look, inshallah, all those who have registered, inshallah, will be going for Hajj. Those who are serious and those who drop the e-wallets on time and those who make the applications, it will, they will inshallah go for Hajj. Because you have to remember that Nusuk is going to go through phases when it comes to the Hajj package. When you buy in the Hajj packages, it will go through phase one, where everyone will be able to buy the packages, and then it will be sold out. And then they'll say, okay, next week Tuesday, for example, just an example, next week Tuesday, phase two will open up. That will finish the quota, for example, South African quota, 1140. And then phase three will come out. He'll say, okay, now we open in phase three after 2 weeks, and that's extra quota. Phase four, it might even go to phase five, up to 2 weeks before Hajj. So this happened before in the UK, so I'm talking from experiences, live experiences that have happened. So inshallah, our dua is that everyone who's made a firm intention and who can afford to go for Hajj, inshallah, will be going for Hajj, inshallah.
Just another concern here is that, just to know how it will play out, inshallah. You've mentioned about Cape Flats, people can have this positivity at least to say that you can. How would that exactly work?
So you have to remember that last year, this is what we showed the operators there in Saudi Arabia, that look, last year we had a package up to 70,000 rand, the minimum, which was inclusive of a Hajj flight. It was hotels in Medina, and it was an Azizia package. No hotel in Makkah. It was just an Azizia package. And obviously the 5 days of Hajj. And, you know, it's a very affordable package. Very affordable. And I think those people who are, the people who are in Cape Flats, or people who are not only Cape Flats, a lot of people, you know, they're not businessmen. A lot of people are just plumbers, they're electricians. They have day jobs, you know. It takes them years and years to save up. So when they see that a package is about 70,000 rand or 100,000 rand, you know, something which they can afford within their budget, we have told the operators over there that, look, this is what we need to come to also, and we need also these kind of packages. And they have said yes, we will definitely consider these packages, inshallah. And when they looked at the price and we showed them what kind of packages that should be coming out for people who can't afford the higher end packages, they also considered that and they noted down everything, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Gee, anything else? We've just got about 4 minutes left. Anything important that we should know?
I just want to add one another that, look, we have to tell people that keep registering, inshallah. If you haven't registered, it's 7th of October. It was not the only day to register. Now registrations are open, inshallah, up to December. You can just register whenever you have time. Register yourself, inshallah. Your registration will count. If it's not for this year, even next year, at least you're registered, inshallah. If you need any help, you can join one of our WhatsApp groups, inshallah. You can come to our office as well, or you can call our landline number. You can call Brother Chuma as well, inshallah. We are happy to assist you 24/7, inshallah.
Inshallah. Haji Chuma, you can just share with us anything that is important we left out, inshallah.
Gee, Mulana, Hafiz, we have pointed out everything. Is at this very moment in time, it's a mere disregistration, people going forward. So the assistance is there for anybody, obligation free. And that's what a lot of people need to consider as well. Whatever services we provide and render to you, assistance and guidance, this obligation to wait in the event, inshallah, going forward, Allah will be the one to call you and whoever you put into your heart and mind to go with, whichever guide and be, which will be there. But inshallah, we look forward to assist and guide anybody that is potential. And register, like Hafiz Ubaid said, register your profile, get it verified, and inshallah, get to the next step where you become into the eligibility of wallet activation and so forth. And then inshallah, as we're going along, this, everybody should know that when the time comes on the packages to come live and so forth, that you have the capability and the means, and you make mass meet, you're sure that your wallets are funded and go forward. And then inshallah, your potential will be there, your strength will be growing as that, the numbers in the wallet have been funded. And ultimately, according to Allah, everybody that has an ardent desire to go for Hajj, including myself, which Hafiz Umair has pointed to, that I'll be there in the leading of the Hujjaj, as many as possible, which we look forward to as well. And Mulana, you yourself, I mean, like I told everybody in my one voice note as well, that everybody and anybody can become, that has been privy for Hajj, can become a guide. People now have a choice to choose the alim that they have confidence in, inshallah, and go forward to making the Hajj, not where they were restricted, yet they had to choose this and that, only this one and that one. Where they have a scope. So families put together, groups can also get in. And alhamdulillah, they can be rightly guided. Ulama, those people that have the it's about whether you have 30, 40, 50 years of experience in the Hajj industry as an operator. It's all about now going forward to making a certain effort. Inshallah, Allah, I wish my desires of Hajj can be fulfilled and making the, well, it's a different phase altogether. Now you have to bear with your own individuality, your own choosing, banging, that you'll be guided along the way. But you make it your foremost, and inshallah, I am going to get to my objective, and Allah is the one in front of you that will make it possible, inshallah. And seek assistance from the ulama, seek assistance from the people that are guiding you as well, and make the correct and wise decision.
Jazakumullah khairan for that. I've seen, just to share with the listeners, that some people were struggling to put in the images or resize the images. So someone shared on the group which you're on, perhaps whoever wants to join this group, which is called the Nusuk Hajj by Gatwick Travels SA and Epic World Travel, you can send us a message here, 084-786-3132. We'll send you the details thereafter. There is
one part, like I mentioned, everybody has to follow the guidelines that are in place. There are guidelines on your passport size, the pixel, the photo, don't have it too large. These are things that people need to download the apps where they can crop the pictures of the passport and the photos to size, so they have these amount of problems. As long as those guidelines are followed and the steps pertaining to the registration are followed correctly with care and caution, you have a successful registration. And so if anybody were to have any issues, I tell everybody, if you have any issues, please feel free, message us, call us. We will advise you how about these minor issues to get to where you, your final registration is. Just maybe a minute, an app that maybe it features. And go forward. And on the registry, it's not a genetic private on South Africa to be uploading. So people are wondering, where do we get a proof of address? Just worry about your passport, worry about your photo, and get into the details, all the details of the application form that needs to be filled out, and certain aspects like this, pardon me number, don't worry about it, and go forward to the questionnaires. The questionnaires is yes, no, people need to answer it truthfully, and if they have a yes answer, they need to justify why the yes, what was the mention for the yes. Majority will be no, And then as we complete the profile, alhamdulillah, now we need to get into verification. It will happen in due course, everything. So let the registration process, everybody gets onto the platform and register. And yes, we are facilitating. So if you have an issue, you want to get registered, you want to do it, we will do it for you. Application free, alhamdulillah. Give us a call. We do it with you telephonically. We'll do it for you. And thereafter, you'll have the access to go forward. Everything will be explained in detail. So don't hesitate. Ultimately, the guidance and assistance is there going forward to get you at least to the registration process. And then we'll be guiding you thereafter for the future steps that will come, inshallah.
Jazakumullah khairan to both of you for coming on and joining us. Alhamdulillah, beneficial. Hafiz Umair, jazakumullah khairan to you as well. Next week we'll meet again, inshallah. Du'as for one and all and for the people of Palestine, all the Muslims suffering in the world as well. Allah make them also go for Hajj also. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.